Hello everyone, hello again. So we are going to resume. If you are in the back, please come in. We have seats in the front. And please make sure to make yourself comfortable for this next talk, where I have the pleasure to introduce Russell. So Russell is coming all the way from the USA to be with us today. He works at Touch Labs, knows everything about Kotlin multiplatform, and today he will tell us about from hello world to the real world.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Yeah, I'm here from Boston, where it's actually like negative 24 degrees Celsius today, so I'm all right with the rain. And yeah, my name's Russell Wolf. I'm a Google developer expert for Kotlin, and I work at Touch Lab, where we do all Kotlin multi-platform all the time. So gonna talk a little bit about taking your Kotlin multi-platform from like the basic kind of Hello World sample that you might start out with to the sorts of things that you might need for a production Kotlin app. And I've been, part of work at Touch Lab, I've been doing Kotlin multi-platform things since pretty much day one. In a couple of weeks, it's going to be 5 years since I wrote my first Kotlin multi-platform code, which is kind of cool. I don't know. It hopefully means I know something about what I'm talking about, but you can let me know. So let's get started. So quick introduction to Kotlin multiplatform, and I'm kind of breaking up the talk by the sections of the title. So started with Kotlin multiplatform. So Kotlin grew up initially as a JVM language. But it also has backends on JavaScript and native. And all of these are actually kind of families of platforms where JVM includes Android, native includes all sorts of different targets. And Kotlin multiplatform adds not just the targets themselves, but the ability to share code between them. So you have platform code that runs on a particular target, and then you have common code that runs on all of them, or runs on combinations of them. And what this enables is a really nice kind of flexible interop, where you can share the parts of your code that make sense to share, but you have the ability to drop into platform-specific code for things that you don't want to share. And it lets you treat your shared code as basically just another library. So you can be writing what would like an otherwise fully native app and share just a piece of it between your different platforms. Say a couple words on KMP versus KMM. So KMP is Kotlin multiplatform, is the kind of whole universe of all the different things that Kotlin can target. KMM is Kotlin multiplatform mobile, which is the mobile part of that story, which is the first piece that JetBrains is stabilizing. So that's the thing that they announced is in beta. There's not really a hard technical line between them, because KMM in the end is just like parts of KMP. It's just kind of working on the same technology stack. But in terms of like, what they're focused on for the developer experience, KMM is kind of the piece that's coming first. And yeah, as I mentioned before, it's recently moved into beta. It's planned to go stable this year, so it's a really good time to get into it, start using it if you haven't yet. What beta means to JetBrains can be a little bit different than you might be used to from other projects. Like they're very slow about designating things as stable. They want to be kind of absolutely sure of every little detail. But even by calling it beta, they're very strongly committed to keeping things working. They're just saying there might be some breaking changes in the future. And to kind of break down how